Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Thursday, the 9th of November, 1985. It's a special day today because it's the 80s, and it's also Zina's birthday. So yep. Happy birthday to you, Zina.
Thanks. It's great.
Are you having a nice birthday?
Yep, just been doing some stuff from the 80s, really.
And you've dressed up like a character from the 80s, haven't you?
Yeah, I've dressed up as Benny from Crossroads.
Brilliant. Well, here's the 80s news. Apparently, some politician has said that if you don't read books to your children, they're going to grow up thick. That's it.
Well,
it says it's up to the parents. You can make or break your child. It's up to the parents. Seems obvious to me.
Yeah. Guess how tall Jimmy Somerville is?
Jimmy Somerville?
He's not even very famous yet, although he exists.
He's a little tinker, isn't he, I reckon? Probably 5'4"?
No, 5'1".
Tiny!
Tiny. But not like guess he's the tallest pop star around these days.
In the 80s?
Yeah.
Ooh, is it Simon Le Bon?
Nope.
Is it counting hair? Including tall hair?
Nope.
No. I don't know.
Fish.
Fish from Marillion?
Yep.
Brilliant. Giant snails. Special story for you.
Yeah.
They are slowly eating farmers out of house of home on a Caribbean island. The snails are wearing dealy boppers, because they're from the 80s. And they're African snails. They're rampant in Barbados, so watch out.
Ooh.
Watch out for them if you're in Barbados.
Lydia.
They come out at night and then just go, eating everything.
Crikey.
Imagine the trails they'd leave.
I can't imagine. Vince Clark starting to go bald.
Vince Clark from Depeche Mode?
Yeah.
Or was he from Erasure in the 80s?
No, Depeche Mode.
In 85.
Well, 85 he was in Erasure, but he's starting to go bald anyway, so perhaps he should consider shaving his head. I think that's a look that could work for him over the decades. Just a prediction.
Some fella, decided it was Bonfire Night last week. On the 5th of November 1985,
yeah.
Some fella decided to stick a firework up his bum. It went a bit wrong. He'd been badly burned. Someone's filmed it on their phone, though. Imagine if they're... Oh, they wouldn't have filmed it on their phone, would they? So someone saw it happen. They took a picture on a Polaroid camera. A quick succession of pictures. Here's the picture. They've drawn an outline of where the man might be. Basically, you can just see a load of lights because Polaroid cameras aren't very good.
It looks like there's an awful
drawn an outline of where the man is.
Fire coming out of his arse.
Yeah. Imagine that someone one day, a comedian maybe, will do a whole set based on that.
Yeah.
Probably quite soon.
Could be. It's a new fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a nice big black hat on the back of your head.
Back comb your hair?
Yeah. And have it lots of different colours and stuff.
What about makeup?
Just, you know, lots of it, really. Be experimental.
Prince Charles.
Even if you're a man.
Oh, fellow key. Prince Charles, he's a tiger.
He's a young pup, isn't he?
He is. Now he's having that lovely marriage with lovely Diana.
Yeah, and they've got a baby on the way.
Yep, beautiful. The property boom that's happening in the 80s.
Yeah.
Apparently now, it's going to take as much as 52 years to pay off your mortgage rather than 25, which is what the average was in the 70s.
Yeah.
52 years, so that would be, what, 2037, when you finally paid off your mortgage, if you got one now.
Crikey. Why is that?
What?
I mean, why does it take 52 years?
Oh, I don't know, I didn't bother reading. Oh, I think it's because interest rates are so high, possibly.
Cripes.
A junkie pop star has been spotted in Camden buying some hair dye. Who's the 80s equivalent of Pete
Doherty? Burns.
Pete Burns.
Pete Burns. Hair dye, you say?
Yes.
What colour's he gone for?
Well, black. But I think he's going to put some streaks in it. Probably an 80s colour.
Right. Excellent.
A girl of 6 choked to death on her school dinner.
Oh.
They should really improve school dinners. In the 80s, what do we have for school dinners?
Oh, in the 80s, well...
Tapioca.
Semolina.
Mainly sort of gelatinous stuff.
A jug of water with some girls in it.
Oh, a jug of water in a silvery jug, well, no, sort of a coloured jug.
Yeah, all...
metallic.
All bashed in.
Yeah, no wonder she choked on it.
Claire Grogan. She's got a lovely outfit.
Very yellow. Yeah. It matches Nick Kershaw's scarf.
You know what? I think she'd be quite good at acting as well as singing.
I imagine she's got a light comic touch.
Yeah, you know, in years to come, I think she'd be quite good as in a soap or something like that.
I just remembered something horrible. There's been an election in America, the midterm election. President Reagan's doing very badly.
He's doing terribly, isn't he?
I'm President Reagan.
Do 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 do.
Oh, I just remembered something.
Wet.
Yeah.
Top of the charts.
Oh, I was going to do a sausage special, but I'll skip that now. Oh, I can't do that. lots of designers are doing diffusion ranges in the high streets.
Diffused, like?
What that means is that they've basically done a cheap version of their designer clothes.
Right.
For shops such as Tammy Girl.
Chelsea Girl.
C&A.
C&A Clock House.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
So,
look out for the designers doing that.
Which designers are those?
That's really hard.
Vivian Westwood?
Vivian Westwood and the ones that I had already guessed. And the Emmanuels.
Yeah.
And that one with the pink hair.
Yeah. Selena Scobby modelling some of the stuff. And a very young...
Cindy Crawford.
Yeah. Ben from Curiosity Killed the Cat. He's looking pretty funky.
A pregnant woman went to her doctor. This is in Westminster. It's not even anywhere mad. And her doctor told her that she had something sinister moving inside her stomach. She's very worried about it. And she told the woman that she'd been a victim of black magic. But the doctor said, "Don't worry, I've got the powers to relieve the problem. You should drink some holy water. See a priest. And his cross is in stones." And then she also told the woman that her husband and her mother wanted to kill her. Then the doctor allegedly bragged about her witchcraft experience to a nurse. She's now probably going to be struck off as a doctor.
Yeah, I think possibly. There's not as much red tape here in the 80s, but there's still certain things that aren't allowed. Talking of which, Gordon the Gopher.
Yeah.
Got a new little top.
A teacher who's been caught having sex with her pupil in the 80s, probably at Grange Hill.
Yeah.
She cried yesterday when she was in court.
Did Mrs. McCluskey give evidence against her?
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
And the art teacher. Can't do that story. Can I do this story? That's not from the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, from when she was a baby.
Britney Spears wasn't born in the 80s, right? Not in 85, she wasn't.
She must have existed.
As an egg. She's 24. Anyway, she's split up with Kim Federline.
Yeah.
There's a bit of it, he was filming a TV show when she dumped him, and she's... I mean, you'd think if you're on TV, you'd turn your phone off, but he's... No, there's a film of him receiving the text where she goes, "We're getting divorced. See ya!" So that's pretty good. There's some pictures here, I've made some screenshots. But that's news from the future.
I'm glad to see he was upset. Gary Davis has been doing the, you know, charts and stuff, talking about that. He says, in the future, I think I see some killing going on in the charts, but I don't really understand my prediction.
Oh.
Why is there killing on the charts? What's it all mean? Prince Edward's got 9 A-levels.
Well done, Prince Edward.
O-levels, sorry.
Oh, yeah. In Tokyo, those crazy, crazy Tokyoans have they've invented a bag that doubles up as a bra.
That's crazy. What can you fit in it?
Well, she's put a baguette in it. And some leg warmers.
Good plan. Now, I tell you who's got some really good mane of hair. I like a nice thick mane of hair on a man.
Yeah.
Bono and Mark Knopfler. They're both... Ooh, can you imagine running your fingers through that?
A cat is run over every 2.5 minutes on Britain's road. I tell you what, that cat can get out of the road.
Yeah. Doesn't learn, does it?
Doesn't learn, no.
Oh, I'll tell you who's a right old hunk, really manly. Mm. Butch. Pete Burns. Billy Ocean's doing very well for himself, isn't he? Yeah. I quite fancy Gary Fletcher as well in a weird way. Don't know what it is about him.
Singer from a girly pop band. Sarah from Bananarama.
Yeah.
She's been picked as the new face of the lingerie range Ultimo. She's going to be modelling Cross Your Heart bras.
Cross Your Heart and Playtex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. Oh, if you like Last of the Summer Wine, which is all in the 80s.
Yeah.
Pete Salish, who plays the lovely Clegg. I'll tell you what, you would.
Sally Wood in the 80s.
He's going to be right. He's written a book. I don't know why, because he's got a good, I'd say, another 25 years in him, at least. He's I don't know what it's called. I don't know, but he's doing... Oh, Fading Into the Limelight.
Going down the hill in a wheelbarrow.
Old Tim Bath. He's going to be at the National Theatre tonight, signing copies, or reading from it, not signing.
Don't do it when you want to go to... Sorry, that's just in my head. It's on the radio constantly, isn't it?
No, it's been banned.
Oh, yeah, it's been banned.
What's on telly tonight?
Oh, turn that over. That's just disgusting. I can see some fox's tits on that page. Turn it over. Oh, there's bloody Lucinda Sardi in mine.
Tonight in the 80s, there's Brookside.
Yeah.
The Late Late Breakfast Show. Chiggers plays pop. Top of Pops, obviously.
Last of the Summer Wine.
Last of the Summer Wine.
Antiques Roadshow. Songs of Praise.
It's a Sunday.
Yeah.
Cat's Eyes is on as well. Brilliant.
Ooh, and Badger Girl.
Yep. Dempsey and Makepeace.
And, that other one, you know. I could be so good for you.
Minder.
Just talking of that, especially for you.
But they're Kylie and Jason news.
Now, I'll tell you who's fat.
Fat, yeah.
Yeah, Alison Moye. But she's got a great voice, and I think despite her weight, she's, you know...
I think perhaps because of her weight, like an opera singer.
She'll continue to be respected, I think. I'm going to tell you what, who looks good in a dinner suit.
Who's that?
Little Simon Le Bon.
Is there any aha news?
Still looking pretty chiselled. And you know what? George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think...
What, so they do it with each other?
Do you think they might be fucking?
No, because George Michael's... he's got that girlfriend, that Japanese girlfriend with bleached blonde hair.
Are they going out with
and they go out with
Pepsi
and Shirley. So definitely very heterosexual.
Yeah, because I've heard of gay.
Although, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if Andrew Ridgeley turned out to be gay.
Yeah, he looks...
He looks the type, doesn't he?
He looks the type. Who else is gay?
In the 80s? Boy George. That's it.
And is he a man?
It's got the name Boy in his... The word Boy in his name.
I don't understand, but he's got...
And he's called George.
He wears makeup.
I mean, to be honest, everybody had that debate, didn't they? When they first saw him on telly. Is it a man, is it a woman? We all found out it was a man. I thought it was a woman. My mum said it was a man. He's been in the charts for a couple of years now. Tell you what though, junkie.
Well, that'll come back to haunt him.
Any more news from the 80s?
Get the Tories out.
Yeah, Thatcher, Thatcher, milk, Thatcher.
Yeah, and if you've got any spare money, give it to the miners.
Thanks for listening to Newspox from 9th of November 1985.
And as Citizen Smith would say,
freedom for tooting!
Yay!
We'll be back tomorrow with the fucking swearing special.
Yeah, it's going to be a fucking great day tomorrow.
So listen to that, you cunts!